Today is Tuesday, April 23rd, and you're listening to The Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and The Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This episode is brought to you by ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. It's no secret how much I love my dogs and how much I would do anything for them. And one of those things is getting them insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. And also, peace of mind for you, knowing that if something happens to your pet, something unexpected, and you get hit with a big cost for it, that you will most likely be reimbursed for much of the cost. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/morning. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. The Biden administration is reportedly considering sanctioning a far-right-wing Israeli military unit known as Netzah Yehuda, which is comprised of ultra-Orthodox Jewish Israeli men who serve in the IDF. The IDF actually moved this unit out of the West Bank in 2022 after some of its soldiers were convicted of torturing Palestinian detainees. Men of God, am I right? However, it has begun operating again in the wake of October 7th. While the Biden administration says it is, quote, 100% committed to Israel's security, there are deep differences in how Israel executes its policy in Gaza. And this is the first time that the U.S. has suspended aid to an IDF unit. Unsurprisingly, Prime Minister Netanyahu has vowed to reject any sanctions on any unit in the military, although the IDF says it's investigating. Take a number after the World Central Kitchen investigation. According to a classified document that was shared with the Washington Post by a European intelligence agency, Russia's foreign ministry has been actively planning to weaken the U.S. and its NATO allies by leveraging the Ukraine war, using a hybrid of military, political, economic, trade, and psychological measures to disrupt domestic politics in the U.S. and Europe. This document, which dates back to 2023, specifically calls for an offensive information campaign to find the, quote, vulnerable points in their internal and external policies with the end goal of completely refashioning geopolitics with themselves, Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea as a counterweight to Western global hegemony. How very Axis allies of them, not to warmonger. Also, not dissimilar from the plot of Leave the World Behind, which was executive produced by the Obamas, out of all the dystopian projects they could have picked up, I'll note. On a related note, other reporting from the Washington Post claims that a hack on a Texas water system in January may have been the first disruption of a U.S. water system by Russia. The hackers posted a video online of them controlling the water systems of Muleshoe, Texas, which led to a water tower overflowing. The group referred to themselves as Cyber Army of Russia Reborn and captioned their video, quote, we're starting another raid on the USA in Russian. The U.S. government has assessed this group to be part of the GRU, which is Russia's military spy agency. They have conducted similar hacks on Ukrainian power grids, French elections, and the Olympics opening games in South Korea in 2018. Sure sounds like one of those hybrid warfare tactics mentioned earlier, babe. Defendant Donald's trial really got going yesterday, with opening statements from both sides and the appearance of the first witness, former National Enquirer publisher and Donald's friend David Pecker, who was part of the catch-and-kill scheme that enabled him to kill the Stormy Daniels story before the 2016 election. Pecker will continue testifying tomorrow, and there is also a hearing scheduled to address whether DD will be held in contempt of court for violating his gag order. Again. And finally, on the occasion of Earth Day, the Biden administration announced the launch of the American Climate Corps website, where applications are now open for people to apply to almost 2,000 positions across 36 states, as well as DC and Puerto Rico. The purpose of the Climate Corps is to train young people on jobs in low carbon energy and green industries as a fellowship. So if you want to apply, you can now go to acc.gov to do so. Dream job, hello. Thank you for listening to The Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media, and thanks again to our sponsor, ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/morning. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.